female vocalists. An entertaining radio hour created by Class 7A and Class 7B.
In this radio hour, we want to present three famous female singers-songwriters.
These songwriters are
Sean Colvin,
Mary Chapin Carpenter,
and Joan Baez.
Desire, failed love, despair. These terms describe the song Changes on the Way perfectly. The main part of the song is about love, which has faded. And throughout the song, she repeatedly sings the words,
"And I feel like a change is on the way."
The hopelessness of the beginning turns into a kind of acceptance towards the end.
Cold nights, warm hands, mountains, flatland, your face. Nothing gets erased. And I feel like a change is on the way. Long, I saw you drift like sand. I guess nothing stays the same. And I feel like change is on the way. So hard, made myself a fool. Like a child, I held my breath. So I was blue. You left me anyway. You could feel the change was on the way. And every sin you confess, measure of every breath, rise and fall and then rest for a while. The sky will fall, peace will come, I'll get over you, and I guess even the sun will burn itself out one day.
The composer herself comes to terms with her situation not being changeable anymore.
Her songs are written very empathetically and sensitively. They encourage the listeners to pay attention to the lyric.
Riding shotgun down the avalanche. Tumbling and falling down the avalanche. This mountain of blue fallen snow.
past is stronger than my will to forgive. Forgive you or myself, well, I don't know. And I'm riding shotgun down the
Although the lyrics declare a lot, there's also a meaning between these words.
Although the lyrics are short with just a few verses, she still tells an important story.
It is a story about a woman who loved a person, but her love was rejected more and more. And then she slowly started accepting everything as it was.
Thank you.
It's not easy to say why this song was written by a woman, because love is a very controversial subject concerning both men and women.
Somehow, women think differently about love, but there are also many male artists that would have used similar lyrics as Jean Paul Carbon.
But we assume that women spend more time thinking about feelings and relationships, and that's the reason why we would call this song a typical female ballad.
Stranded.
Women rather tend to paraphrase sentences in order to give their written words a special meaning.
Men, however, clearly say what they mean. In my opinion, men don't leave a lot unspoken. Women like a sensitive and thorough thought.
The rhythm guitar and Sean's voice both seem perfectly suitable for this type of song.
Through this powerful voice, the song doesn't give an unhappy impression.
I've been sleeping fair. Lately, I could swear I'm thinking clear.
Chapin Carpenter, a nowadays well-known and awarded country and folk singer. The first song we want to present is called Don't Need Much to Be Happy. This song is about the really important things in life. The lyrics seem to describe how material things are actually not that important to us as they always seem to be. We may not realize this fact till it hits us when we lose something we loved and something that is not viable.
In nowadays society, we often forget about this and devote ourselves to consume. We hope that we maybe find satisfaction in these things and overlook the main gifts in life.
Don't need much to be happy. Four walls and a roof overhead. Books and food in my belly, cool sheets upon the bed. A fire that warms up December, the sound of a thaw in the ears. Sometimes it's hard to remember how tough we are to please. All in good time, somehow I find days that still shine with a light. All in good stead, I'm safe and I'm fed with dreams in my head. Good night. The feel of my hand being taken, driving at night all alone. The breeze on a warm summer evening. After all, I had to learn to be grateful. I had to learn how to see mistakes that might have proved fatal are gifts I now receive.
According to Mary Shaping Carpenter, all she really needs is to be happy. It's just a safe home, enough food, and the knowledge that she's not alone.
At the end of the song, she admits that she also had to work on herself to realize this fact and that she's now willing to learn from her mistakes. Most of her songs are probably typical women song, because women tend to be more sensitive and more intent on small things, situations or people.
Instructions, should you choose to follow, sit down with pen and paper, begin with something hollow, like the last words he offered, a kind of explanation. We only take up space here, you do not need to say them. Open up the closet, find his winter coat there. Check inside the pockets, find the crumpled note there. It says milk and Sunday paper, and a heart smudged in blue. Fold it up and box it before you've time to think. Sundays are the hardest, avoid familiar back roads, erase the old phone numbers, delete all the those you haven't heard from. Come as no surprise, they made their calculation when they chose a side. These are your instructions. When you become reclusive, when old friends say they miss you, sleep becomes elusive, fill up every journal, empty every shoebox, burn the lists and letters, sweep out all the old thoughts, shake off all the covers, throw every window open, stand here in your bare feet, welcome in the morning, these are your instructions, grace has left you stranded, you are lost and wounded, bleeding and abandoned. Use a tourniquet for pressure, let time do its healing, so prayers for good measure, when you think you've lost all feeling. Walk into the guest room, the last place he was sleeping, see the outline on the pillow, smooth it without weeping. One last final walkthrough, now move the bags and boxes, from front porch onto back seat, hauling away the losses. These are your instructions, if you choose to follow, stop and take a big breath, begin with something hollow.
Die in a lake in Geneva, the mountains can cover the shape of his nose. He wants to die where nobody can see him, but the beauty of his death will carry on. So I don't believe him. He greets me with kisses when good days deceive him, and sometimes with scorn, and sometimes I believe him, and sometimes I'm convinced my friends think I'm crazy. Get scared and call him, but he's usually hazy. But one in the morning, the day is not ended. By two he's scared that sleep is no friend, and by four he will drink, but he cannot feel it. Sleep will not come because sleep does not will it, and I don't believe him. Morning is mocking me. I'll wander the streets, avoiding them each, till the ring on my finger slips to the ground. A gift to the gutter, a gift to the city, the veins of which have broken me down. And I don't believe him. Morning is mocking me. Oh, the gods that he believes never fail to amaze me. He believes in the love of his God of all things, but I find him wrapped up in all manner of sins. The drugs that deceive him and the girls that believe him. I can't control you, I don't know you well. These are the reasons I think that you're ill. I can't control you, I don't know you well. These are the reasons I think that you're ill. And since last that we parted, last that I saw him, down by a river, silent and hardened, the morning was mocking us, blood hit the sky. I was just happy, my mannequin eye. He couldn't see me, the sun was in his eyes, and birds were singing to calm us down. And birds were singing to calm us down. And I'm sorry, young man, I cannot be your friend.
These are the reasons I think that we're ill. I hardly know you, I think I can tell. These are the reasons I think that I'm ill. And the gods that he believes never fail to disappoint. Birds are singing to calm us down, and birds are singing to calm us down. Since I've spent a whole night in a twin bed with a stranger, his warm arms all around me. How long since I've gazed into dark eyes that melted my soul down to the place where it longed. History has little to do with your face. You're mainly a mystery with violins filling in space. You stood in the nude by the mirror and picked out a rose from the bouquet. Lay down beside me again, and I watch the rose on the pillow as it fell. I sank and I slept in a twilight with only one care, to know that when day broke and I woke, that you'd still be. You'd still be there. The hours, for once they pass slowly, unendingly by, like a sweet breeze on a field. Your gentleness came down upon me, and I guess I thank you. When you caused me to heal, don't tell me of love everlasting and other sad dreams. I don't want to hear. Just tell me of passionate strangers who rescue each other from a lifetime of chaos. 'Cause if love means forever, expecting nothing return, then I hope I'll be given another whole lifetime to learn. It makes me wonder how they could belong to me. And I gave you only my dark eyes, which melted your soul down to the place where
it longs to be.
In the song Diamonds and Rust, Joan Baez, a popular American folk singer, sings about Bob Dylan, with whom she had a love affair.
Joan got to know Bob Dylan when she was on a USA tour.
She began to interpret his songs and introduced him to her audience.
Shortly after this, the two had a relationship.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I know a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest.
30 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something, and we both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and on the scene, already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond, you strayed into my arms. And there you stayed, temporarily lost at sea. The Madonna was yours for free. Yes, the girl standing with brown leaves falling all around, snow in your hair. Now you're smiling at that window, that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out, white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and nostalgic. Then give me another word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. I once loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds, well, I'll take the diamond.
But Joan began to feel neglected because he had not asked her to sing with him on his England tour.
She had supported Bob Dylan by introducing him to her audience.
But when Bob was finally very popular, he didn't care about staying in contact with Joan anymore. So their relationship ended.
In the song, she talks about her history with Bob Dylan and what they have gone through together.
she dropped her smile. There she sighed a while, told them all the sadness of those years that numbered three. Well, you know, I think my fate's belated, 'cause of all the hours I waited for the day when I'd no longer cry. I get myself to work by eight. Oh, was I born too late? Do you think I'll fail at every single thing I try? And tears to the dawn of their days. Well, he just put his arm around her, and that's the way I've found her, 8 months later. A smile erased, the tear tracks upon her face, a smile that could linger even stay. Sweet Sir Galahad went down with his cape bright of flowers, the prince of the hours of her life. My soul down to the place where it longed to be. All of your history has little to do with your face. You're mainly a mystery with violins filling. You stood in the nude by the mirror and picked out a rose from the bouquet in our hotel, and lay down beside me again, and I watched the rose on the pillow as it I sank and I slept in a twilight with only one care, to know that when day broke and I woke, that you'd still be there, you'd still be there. The hours, for once they passed slowly, unendingly by, like a sweet breeze on a field. Your gentleness came down upon me, and I guess I thank you when you caused me to heal. Don't tell me of love everlasting and other sad. Passionate strangers who
rescue each other from a lifetime of chaos. 'Cause if love means forever, expecting nothing return, then I hope I'll be given another whole lifetime to learn. So many things, it makes me wonder how they could belong to me. And I gave you only my dark eyes, which melted your soul down to the place where it longs to be.
Thank you. A little bit of old, right?